Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Pei Aleph. In our Mishnah we find the following machlokes. In a case of a koine shnei ilonis, if someone bought two ilonis b'seich sadech haveri, according to Tanakama, the halach is hareza loy kona karka. Reb Meir on the other end argues, and Reb Meir says, kona karka. The Mishnah goes on to say that kana shloisha kana karka, in other words, a machlokes between Tanakam and Reb Meir is only a machlokes as far as a case that he was only kana shnei ilonis. In a case he was kana shloisha, then okui alma the halach is that he is kana karka. The Rashbam explains this okui alma by kana shloisha we say that he is kana karka is because we say that by shloisha it is chashivi stei ha'ilon, and since by three ilonis it is chashiv stei ilon, for that reason by kana shloisha he is kana the karka, which is considered stei ha'ilon. This Reb Meir argues, and Reb Meir holds that even by shnei ilonis halacha is kana karka, is because Reb Meir understands that even by shnei ilonis we consider the karka as sedei ha'ilon, and for that reason Reb Meir says that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka. In other words, the machlokes between Reb Meir and Tanakama is as far as when do we consider the karka as sedei ha'ilon. Do we only consider the karka as sedei ha'ilon with three ilonis, which is the shita of Tanakama, or do we say that the karka is considered as sedei ha'ilon even with two ilonis? But everyone agrees that whenever the karka is considered sedei ha'ilon, then the halacha is that he is kana karka. And we see the karka as tefel to the ilon, since the karka is considered sedei ha'ilon. In our Gemara we find the following machlokes amiraim. As far as this, the Tanakhama says only by kana shloisha ilonis do we say kana karka. And as far as this, Reb Meir says that only by kana shnei ilonis do we say the one is kana karka. Is it because we say that according to Tanakama, by shnei ilonis, vadei loy kana karka, and so too according to Reb Meir, by ilon echad vadei loy kana karka? Or do we say this that according to Tanakama, by shnei ilonis loy kana karka, and this that according to Reb Meir, by ilon echad loy kana karka, is only misafik? And only misafik do we say loy kana karka based on this that we say uki mamoina becheskas morikama? Reb Shimon ben Eliakim and Reb Elazar understand this that according to Tanakama by shnei ilonis loy kana karka, and this that according to Reb Meir by ilon echad loy kana karka is mitam vadei na mitam safek. And mitam vadei we say that according to Tanakama by shnei ilonis is not considered as sedei ha'ilon, and so too according to Reb Meir ilon echad is not considered as sedei ha'ilon. On the other hand, Rabba argues, and Rabba understands that both according to Tanakama by shnei ilonis and according to Reb Meir by ilon echad, this that we say like kana karka is only misafik. And only based on this that we say uki mamoina becheskas morikama do we say loy kana karka. But as one sees in our Gemara, this that according to Tanakama there is a safik is only by shnei ilonis, by ilon echad, even according to Rabba, it is pashet that according to Tanakama we say loy kana karka. And this that there is a halacha loy kana karka by ilon echad is mitam vadai. And for this reason we find, as Rabba explains in other machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Meir as far as Bikurim are concerned, that according to Tanakama by koine shnei ilonis the halach is mevi ve'enoi koire. And as Rabba explains this, that the halach is mevi ve'enoi koire is misafik. Reb Meir on the other hand argues, and Reb Meir says that by koine shnei ilonis the halach is mevi ve'koire, which as our Gemara explains a maskana, is because we say that according to Reb Meir, a koine shnei ilonis is kana karka, and for that reason, the halach is mevi ve'koire. Reb Meir goes on to say that even by kana ilon echad, the halach is mevi ve'enoi koire, which as Rabbi explains, is because Reb Meir understands that even by ilon echad, there is a safek. On the other hand, according to Tanakama, the safek only applies to shnei ilonis and not to ilon echad. In the Gemara before in the Nafamad Zayin, we find that the Gemara says that according to Rekiva, who holds Meicher ba'ayin yafa Meicher, that anyone that sells something, we assume that he is selling whatever he is selling ba'ayin yafa, then the halach is kana karka. In the Rashbam before in the Nafamad Beis Amad Aleph, we find this according to Rekiva, we say that based on the halach Meicher ba'ayin yafa Meicher, for that reason he is kana karka, is only referring to a case when it was kana shnei ilonis. In a case that one was kana shnei ilonis, since we say meicher v'ayin yafa meicher, for that reason, according to Rekiva, someone that sold to ilonis includes the karka. But by ilon echad, even according to the shita of Rekiva, we will say loy kana karka. In Tesis, he formed that from a Zayin of a base, and so too we find in Tesis, he formed that from an Aleph, and an Aleph Tesis brings down Beshita Sarashbam. That according to Bekiva, even by Yohan Echad, based on this, that we say, Meicher Bain Yafa, Meicher Dawacho, be Kana Karka. And so too we find in the Tesis Rid in our Sugya. In the Adarama, in our Sugya, we find the third Shita. And the Adarama explains that even according to Bekiva, it's Meicher Bain Yafa, Meicher. For this, that we will say, Meicher Bain Yafa, Meicher. And for that reason, someone that sold an Elon will sell the Karka together with Elon, is only referring to a case that he sold three Elonis. Only by three Elonis will we say, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. And only in a case of Meicher, three Elonis, do we say that he sold the Karka together with Elonis according to the Shita of Rekivot, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. So again, we have three Mahalchim and Rishenim, according to the Shita of Rekivot, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. When do we apply this Rekivot, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, to a case of Meicher Elonis to include the Karka? According to Yadrama, and so too we will see Be'ezus Hashem is a Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. This, that we say, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, only applies to a case that he sold three Elonis. In a case that he sold three Elonis, then the Karka is included in the sale based on this, that we say, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. From the Shita of the Rashbam, before in that fine base, when one sees that the Rashbam understands, that according to Bekiva this, that we say, Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, is referring to a case that he sold two Elonis. And so do we find in the Ravid later on, and daf pei beis siman aleph. In Tesis, and so too, in the Tesis, we find that Tesis and the Tesis understand that according to the Shita, we keep all the Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. And for that reason, by Meicher Elon, the Karka is included, is even referring to one Elon. Even by one Elon, we will say Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, and the Karka will be included in the sale of Elon Echad. Now to explain this, that according to the Aramah, and so too according to the Rashbam and the Ravid, this that we say according to the Kiva Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher is not referring to Elon Echad, and is only referring either to two Elonis, which is the Shita of the Rashbam and the Ravid, or to three Elonis, which is the Shita of the Aramah. We find that the Aramah explains this that we say according to the Kiva Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher is only to include the Tafel together with the Iker, and is only in order for us to say that the Tafel should be Nimkar together with the Iker. And therefore, the Arama goes on to explain with Shitasi that we need three Ilonis, since only by three Ilonis do we see that the Karka is Nitzval to the Ilonis, since, as he mentioned before, it is only considered as the Ilon by three Ilonis, which is a Shita of Rabbanon. And for that reason, it is only considered Nitzval to the Ilonis, where it is considered as the Ilon. This, at the Rashbam and the Ravid understand that even by two Ilonis we will say that based on Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, for that reason, the Karka is included in the seal of the Ilonis, but still one needs two Ilonis. Is as the Ravid explains that one needs two Ilonis, since two Ilonis are Chashivi, Avo Ilon Echad Wei Chashiv Kwao. In other words, even though, according to Rashbam and the Ravid, one does not need that the Sadeh should be considered as the Ilon, but still one needs that the Karka should be Nitval to the Ilonis with this, that the Ilonis are Chashivi. And therefore one needs two Ilonis, since only by two Ilonis do we say that two Ilonis have a Chashivos. In the Rashbam, later on, that pei beis from a base, we find that even according to the Shita Rekivo, who holds Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, and for that reason the Rashbam explains that Kainah Shnei Ilonis, according to Rekivo, one is Kana Karka, but still the Kana Karka of Rabbi Kiva is not the same as the Kana Karka of our Mishnah. As far as this, we learned in our Mishnah that the Halacha is Kana Karka, the Kana Karka of our Mishnah by Shoish Ilonis according to Tanakama, and by Shnei Ilonis according to our Meir, refers to this that he is Kainah the Karka Lagamri, and the Karka between the Ilonis belongs to the Lekeach Lagamri. On the other end, according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who holds this one as Kana Karka, is only because we say Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, this that he owns the Karka is only as far as this, that he is allowed to be Netea Ilonis Acherim Tachteim. But he does not own the Guf HaKarka completely. And therefore this that we find in our Mishnah, that there is a machoikis between a Meir and a Rabbanon. If by Kaina Shnei Ilonis one is Kaina Karka or not, or do we say that in order to be Kaina Karka one needs to be Kaina Shoish Ilonis, this machoikis is applicable even according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, since even according to Rabbi Kiva, this one is Kaina Karka by Shnei Ilonis does not mean that he is Kaina the Karka Ogami, but rather all it means is this, that he owns the Karka as far as this, that he is allowed to be Netea Ilonis Acherim Tachteim. And the Machoikes between a Meir and a Rabbanon is a Machoikes as far as if he is Kana the Karka Ogami by Shnei Ilonis or not. And according to Rabbanon, in order to be kaina the karka lagamri, one eats shoy sheilonis. By sheilonis, one is not kaina the karka lagamri. In the Rambam, in Hochas Bikurim, Perek Beis Halachi Gimel, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Hakaina yonach basaych sada chavere inemevi fishenoi karka, shoy sheyeshoi karka. As the Ravid is Madaik and the Rambam from the Rambam Ochir one sees it even by Kona Shoy Sheilonis, but still Einoi Karka. It is just considered as if he was Kona Karka, but he does not actually own the Gufa Karka. To explain Pshat and the Shita, the Rambam, we find that the Achrenim explain. This that the Rambam says, that by Shoy Sheilonis one is Kona Karka, the Rambam is going Beshita Rabbi Akiva. And the Rambam's Kona Karka Vayishoy Shilonis is based on this that we say Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher. And the Rambam understands, like you mentioned before, B'Shem the Arama, that Halacha Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher only applies to the case of Kona Shoy Shilonis. And since the Kona Karka is based on the Shita Rikiva, what's Meicher Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher, for that reason, he does not actually own the Gufa Karka. All he has is a schos to be chayzev neitea b'makam ha'ilon other ilonis. Even after the first ilon is nesiavish, he has a right to be neitea another ilon. And the Rambam understands that such a kinyan and such a schos is enough for us to say that Allah is mevi v'kayrei. As we mentioned before, b'shitas harashbam. From this that the Rashbam understands that Allah rekiva meicher b'ainyofa meicher applies even to a case of shnei ilonis. And according to the Shita of Taisis, with Shitas HaRashbam and the Taisir, to understand that according to Rikiva, the Alacha Meicher Ba'in Yofa Meicher applies even to Yilon Echad. And still one sees in our Gemara that by Shnei Yilonis by Yilon Echad, the Alacha is Mevi Ve'inei Kayrei. And according to Rabbanon, by Yilon Echad, he is not even Mevi. From there one sees that the Rashbam argues on the Rambam, and the Rashbam understands that in order to be Mevi Ve'kayrei, it is not enough to have a Bikiva's halacha of Meicher Ba'in Yofa Meicher and to have a schos to be chayzev neteya, but rather one needs to have a kinyan in the Gufa Karka. And even as far as being able to bring Bikurim, it is not enough just to have a schos to be chayzev neteya, but rather one needs the ability to do other tashmishim as well. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following Mishnah in Bikurim. Tinan hasam akaynes neilanes b'seir shachaveri meivi veinei kairei. Remeir oimer meivi vekairei. Amar vihuda mershmo mechayev hayomer af bokeach peireis minashok. Mimai mediktani mishni yiseir mechti tano edyesh vekarka pshita meivi vekairei. O shamina mechayev hayomer af bokeach peireis minashok. Now as far as how to explain this, that Shmuel proves from the sheet of Rameir that Rameir is Mechayev Af Bokeach Peres Minashok. We find that the Rashbam explains Mechayev Ohavi Bikurim Bokeach Peres Shebeilon. And the only Bokeach Peres Shebeilon is Rameir Mechayev, and so too we find the Zegirsa of the Bach in our Gemara, that instead of being Geiris Af Bokeach Peres Minashok, instead the Bach is Geiris Af Bokeach Peres Ha'ilon. Now to explain Pshat in this, that the Rashbam says that in order for a mayor to mechayev al keach peiris, one needs to use keach peiris mene ilon, and not al keach peiris directly mene ashok. We find that the Ritva explains that in order for a mayor to mechayev al keach, one needs that the peiris when it's baker eitzel hoi keach, and he bought the peiris al ilon kaidem shebekru. Only then can we say that a mayor is mechayev the al keach who bought the peiris al ilon kaidem shenis bakru. But if one bought the peiris acher in his back row, then even according to Rameir, the lekeach will not be chayiv. In the Rashba and the Ritva b'shem Yishem, we find that the Rashba and the Ritva b'shem Yishem argue, and they explain that Rameir came a chayiv even by lekeach peiris acher in his back row. As long as he bought the peiris in his back row, that itself will be enough to him a chayiv the lekeach. Now to explain this, Machlekes HaRishenim, if this Rameir is Mechayev Okeach Peres Menashok is only referring to a case that he bought the Peres Kodim Shinis Bakru, or is it even referring to a case that he bought the Peres Lachar Shinis Bakru, Vachirat Machoikes is dependent upon the following shayla as far as how to understand the Chiyuv of Bikurim. Is the Chiyuv Bikurim a Chayvas Hagof? And the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv that is mutal upon the Baal Peres, that the Baal Peres is a Chiyuv to bring Bikurim from his Peres. Or do we understand that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv that is mutal al ha-peiris? If we are to understand that the chiyuv of bikurim is a chiyuv hagof, which is mutzel, upon the Baal Peiros, or the Baal Peiros mukhiyuv to bring the bikurim of his peiros. For that reason, the Rashbam understands that the chiyuv is dependent upon this, that the peiros were nisbakru eitzel ha'lekeach, and the mekach took place before the peiros were nisbakru. Since one can say that the chiyuv that is mutzel upon the Baal Peiros is this, that he is mukhiyuv to bring the peiros shenisbakru etzloi as bikurim, and therefore the peiros when it's bakru eitzel ha'mecher, it is the chiyuv haguf of the mecher to bring bikurim, and even though the lokeach went and bought those peiros, but still the chiyuv haguf remains upon the mecher. The chiyuv haguf is dependent upon the time that the peiros were nisbakru, and for that reason, the Rashbam explains that our Gemara is talking about a case that the lokeach bought the peiros before the peiros were nisbakru. This, that the Rashba and the Ritva b'shem Yeshem argue, is okay because the Rashba and the Ritva understand that the Chiyuv Bikurim is not a Chiyuv Aguf, but rather the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv Peiros. And since the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv which is mutal ala Peiros, for that reason, even if he bought the Peiros, la'achar shenisbakru, but still the Lokech is the one who is Mechuyiv in Bikurim, it does not make a difference that the Mekach took place after the Peiros when it's bakru, since the Chiyuv Bikurim is not a Chiyuv Aguf, but rather the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv which is mutal ala Peiros. And therefore, whoever is the Baal Peiros has the Achrayas Himekayim the Chiyuv which is mutal al HaPeiros. And for that reason, the Lokeach, who is now the Baal Peiros, is the one who is Mukhiv to take care of the Chiyuv which is mutal al HaPeiros. And for that reason, the Rashba and the Ritva B'Shem Yerushalmi explain that even though the Mekach took place after the Peiros when it's Bakru, but still the Lokeach is the one who is Mukhiv in Bikurim, according to the Tzad of our Gemara, there are Meir's Mechayib Lokeach Peiros Menashok. That is Lechira, how one can explain Pshat the Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rashba and the Ritva B'Shem Yerushalmi. But if one looks carefully at the Ritva, one clearly sees that the Ritva understands that according to a Meir, the Chiyuv Bikurim is not a Chiyuv which is mutal al Peiros, but rather the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chayves Hagof. As we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha on the side, the Rameir is Mechay Bokech Peiros Menashok. Our Gemara asks, V'aksiv asher tavi me'artzecha. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying, Ahu, v'mi'utei chutzo la'aretz. In Tesis and the Rishenim, we find that Tesis and the Rishenim ask the following tmi on our Gemara. What is Pshat that one needs a drasha v'ashatavi me'artzecha v'mi'utei chutzo la'aretz? Why is it different than any other mitzvah tuya b'aretz, which is only noig b'aretz Israel? And therefore, to repash it, that the Chiyuv Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael, just like any other mitzvah tuya b'aretz. To answer this kasha, we find that the Ritva and the Tesis Rosh answer the kasha by saying that our Gemara's drasha is necessary according to the Shita of Rameir, who is Mechayev Okeach Peiros Menashok. According to Rameir, who is Mechayev Okeach Peiros Menashok, from there one sees the Rameir understands that the Chiyuv Bikurim is not a mitzvah tuya b'aretz, and not a chayvas karka, but rather the Chiyuv Bikurim is a chayvas hagof. And since the Chiyuv Bikurim is a chayvas hagof, for that reason, according to the Shita of Rameir, one needs a drasha v'ashatavi me'aretzecha mi'utei chutzo la'aretz. But according to Rabbanan, on the other end, they argue on Rameir, and understand that Alkeach Peiros Menashok is not chayv mikurim, then it is pashit that there is no Chiyuv Bikurim mi'chutz la'aretz, just like any other mitzvah tuya b'aretz. That is the teretz of the Ritva and the Tesis HaRosh. From the Ritva and the Tesis HaRosh, one clearly sees that the Ritva and the Tesis HaRosh understand that according to Rameir, if we are to say the Rameir is Mechayev Bokeach Peiros Menashok, from there one sees that according to Rameir, the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv Hagof. And still one sees, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Ritva, that the Ritva understands that Alkeach Peiros Menashok, even after the Peiros when it's Bakru, but still the Alkeach is Chayev and Bikurim. So it takes from Shat and the Sheet of the Tva, one has to say that the Ritva understands that even though the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chayves Hagof, but still the Chiyuv Bikurim is not dependent upon the Shas Bikur of the Peiros. And even though the Peiros when it's Bakru Eitzel HaMecher, but still the Chiyuv Hagof is Mutzel upon the Lekeach, and the Lekeach is the one who has the Chiyuv Bikurim. So again, from the Ritva Lokhira comes out that the Ritva understands that even though Bikurim is a Chiyuv Hagof, but still the Chiyuv Hagof of Bikurim is not dependent upon the time when the Peiros were Nisbakru. And the Machlokes between the Rashbam and the Ritva is only if the Chiyuv Hagof of Bikurim is dependent upon the time when the Paris when it's back where we're not. The Rashbam understands that the Chiyuv HaGuf HaBikurim is dependent upon the time in which the Paris when it's back. On the other hand, the Ritva argues, and the Ritva understands that the Chiyuv HaGuf is not dependent upon the time when the Paris were in his back room. Now getting back to the Kasha of Tesis and the other Rishonim, as far as this, we need a pasuk of Asher Tavi Me'aretz Echati Mechadish, that Chutz La'aretz is not Chayiv in Bikurim. Why is Bikurim different than any other mitzvah to Yiv Aretz, which is only Noyig in Eretz Yisrael? So to answer this Kasha, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim and Achronim. Tosis answers a kasha similar to the Malach that we mentioned before, b'shem the Ritva and the Tosis Arash. Tosis explains this when he's a pasuk of Asher Tavi Me'aretz Echati Mechadish, that Chutz La'aretz is not chayiv in Bikurim, is because Bikurim is a chiyuv HaGuf and not a chayvas karka. Just Tosis argues on the Ritva and the Tosis Arash, and Tosis understands this, that Bikurim is a chayvas HaGuf and not a chayvas karka, is not only according to the Shita of our Meir, but rather even according to Rabbanan who argue on our Meir. And even according to our Gemara's Maskana B'shitas or Meir, that our Gemara says that according to our Meir, Lekeach Peres Menashok is not Chayiv in Bikurim, but still the Chiyuv of Bikurim is a Chiyuv HaGuf and not a Chayvas Peres. And since it is a Chiyuv HaGuf and not a Chayvas Peres, for that reason we cannot apply the rule of Mitzvah Tuya Ba'aretz in Yinoyig Ela Ba'aretz. Tosis proves this, that Bikurim is a Chayvas HaGuf and not a Chayvas Peres. And for that reason, Bikurim is not considered a regular mitzvah to Yiv Aretz. From this, how we find that even before he is mafresh Bikurim, he is allowed to eat the other Peres. If we would say that Bikurim is a Chayvas Peres, then there should be an Isser of Achilas Peres before one is mafresh Bikurim, just like we find that there is an Isser Tevel before one is mafresh Trumas Umaisris. In the Teres Roim, in Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, we find that the Teres Roim brings down the following Machlekes HaRishenim. What is the halacha if the Okeach bought Peres Lushim and then he bought the Sadeh in which the Peres grew? In Tesis and Gittin Daf Hamzayin, we find that Tesis says that if the Okeach bought Peres Lushim and then he bought the Karka in which the Peres grew, he is Einei Mevi V'Kayrei. Since at the time of the Gidol HaPeres, the Sada was not yet the Lekeach's. For that reason, even though right now the Sada belongs to the Lekeach, but still the Halacha is Einei Mevi V'Kayrei. The Rambam on the other end argues, and the Rambam in Perek Beis, may Bikurim Halacha Yidalot says, that Lekeach Peres Lushim V'Lakach HaKarka Reza Mevi Bikurim Sharei Yeshoi Karka U'Peresea. To explain Pshat, the Machlokes between Tosis and the Rambam, the Teres Roim explains that the Machlokes between Tosis and the Rambam is the fundamental Machlokes as far as how to understand the Chiyuv of Bikurim. Is the Chiyuv Bikurim a Chiyuv HaGuf, or is the Chiyuv Bikurim a Chiyuv on the Peres? If we are to understand that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv HaGuf, for that reason Tosis and Gitno Shitase understands that it is dependent upon the Shas Gidol HaPeres. If at the time of the Gidol HaPeres, the Sada did not belong to the Lekeach, then the Lekeach was not Neschayiv Chiyuv HaGuf HaBikurim. This, the Rambam argues, is because the Rambam understands that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv Peres, and therefore the Chiyuv Peres was Chal. And since the Chiyuv Peres was Chal, now the Lekeach bought the Peres and the Karka, the Lekeach now is the one who is responsible for the Chiyuv HaPeres. And we do not care that the Karka did not belong to the Lekeach at the time of the Gidol HaPeres, since again, the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv that is Chal on the Peres, and the Chiyuv was Chal at the time of Gidol, and now that the Lekeach bought the Peres and the Karka, now the Chiyuv is his Achrayis. Now as far as this, that the Teres Roim explains with Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam understands that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv HaMotel al HaPeres. Well, here one can bring the following rayas to prove that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv that is motel al HaPeres. In the Yerushalmi, in Bikurim Perek Aleph Vachavav, we find that by Bikurim there is Halacha v'mevi'in me'achadash al hayashan. If we are to say that the Chiyuv Bikurim is completely a Chiyuv HaGuf, and there is no Chiyuv HaMotel al HaPeres, then there is no Hafrasha that is taking place from the peri that he's being mafresh or bikurim on the other peris. And therefore, how can we say that there is halacha v'mevin me'achadash halayashon? He is not being mevi me'achadash halayashon, since the bikurim that he's being mafresh has nothing to do with the rest of the peris. And so to Lechayu one sees from the Mishnah in Bikurim in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, that by bikurim there is halacha, that bikurim is niteles me'atohar al hatameh, v'shaloi min amukaf. Had we understood that Bikurim is completely a chayves hagof and there is no chiv on the peris whatsoever, then again there is no hafrash on the other peris taking place. And therefore it is not niteles me'atar la'atameh, and it is not niteles shoy min amukaf, but rather the hafrasha is just in order to mekayim the mitzvah which is muteles hagufay. And so too one can ask, as the Teres Ram asks from this that we find in the Mishnah Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, if the meicher was mafresh Bikurim, and then he sold the karka to someone else, the lekeach is not mechuyev in Bikurim. If we are to understand that Bikurim is a chiyev hagof, even though the meicher was mekayim as chiyev hagof with his afroshas Bikurim, but the lekeach she mechuyev in Bikurim as well, how does the afroshas hameicher help for the lekeach if the chiyev Bikurim is a chiyev hagof? These are the rayas that will clear from here one sees that Bikurim is a chiyev on the peiros, which, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Teres Roim, is a shita of the Rambam. But now one has to understand Pshat and Tesis, who explains that Bikurim is a chayves agof, and for that reason one needs the pasuk, v'asher tovi me'aretzecha t'yomayit chutzal la'aretz. So to answer and explain Pshat and the shita of Tesis, we find two basic mahalchim and acharinim. The first mahalch is by saying, as we find by a baron in Mishnah, the baron in Zeroim, Simon Yates. This that Tesis explains, that Bikurim is a chayves agof, and for that reason, Bikurim is not considered a regular mitzvah atuya ba'aretz, is only before the drasha of asher tave me'aretzecha, which is memayid chutza la'aretz. Before the drasha, I would have said that Bikurim is a regular chayves agof, and therefore Bikurim should be noyig in chutza la'aretz as well. But once we have the drasha of asher tave me'aretzecha, which is coming to yomayid chutza la'aretz, the drasha of asher tave me'aretzecha is mechadish that Bikurim is a regular chayvas peiros, and Bikurim is a regular mitzvah atuya ba'aretz. And since after the drasha of asher tave me'aretzecha, Bikurim is a regular chayvas peiros, for that reason we consider Bikurim as our frasha on the other peiros. And for that reason, if the meicher was mafresh, the lekeach is not mechuyev lahafresh. And so to the Mepharshim prove from this that we find that Tosfos brings down B'Shem the Rashba to ask on the next drasha that we find in our Gemara. The Gemara darshens from this that the pasuk says Ad Moscha. Our Gemara darshens from Ad Moscha Miute Ad Masakum. Tosfos brings down B'Shem the Rashba the following kasha Timo Rashba Mayitzrich. Hower Meir Yesh Kinyan LaAkum Beretz Yisrael Afkia Miad Meiser. And therefore, why is it necessary to yomayit from Ad Moscha Ad Masakum? L'chayr it is poshet that Ad Masakum is potter from Bikurim, since Yesh Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael. If we are to understand that even after the drash of Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha, Bikurim is a chayves agof, and really Bikurim should be noyig in chutz la'aretz, just we have a drash of Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha, which is a ma'ed chutz la'aretz, then even if we are to say Yesh Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael, but still it is not considered chutz la'aretz. And therefore, what is pshat in this that the Rashba asks, that why do we need the drasha according to Rameir van Moscha v'imuti ad masakum, Rameir holds Yesh Kinyan la'akum Beretz Yisrael, Yesh Kinyan la'akum Beretz Yisrael, only affects mitzvahs hatfuyas baretz. But as far as Bikurim, which is a chayves hagof, and this, the one does not bring Bikurim from chutz la'aretz, is only based on the drasha of asher tavi me'aretzecha, for that reason one needs a drasha van Moscha v'imuti ad masakum. So from the kasha of the Rashba, one clearly sees this that the Rashba explains, that Bikurim is a chayves agof, and for that reason when he's a drasha asher tavi me'aretzecha miyutei chutz la'aretz, is only before the drasha, but the drasha asher tavi me'aretzecha miyutei chutz la'aretz is mechadesh, that Bikurim is a regular chayves peiros, and Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tuya ba'aretz. And for that reason the Rashba asks, who needs an moscha miyutei ad masakum typically, that according to Meir Yesh Kinyan La'akum Beretz Yisrael, to Yafkia from Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz. That is how a baron explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba. But as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Teres Roim. The Teres Roim understands V'Shita Satesvis, this that the Rashba explains, that Bikurim is a Chivas Hagof remains even after the Drasha Asher Tavi Me'aretzecha Miyutei Chutzal Aretz. And even after the drasha, Bikurim remains a chayves hagof. And really, Bikurim should be noig b'chutz la'aretz, just when as a drasha v'asher tavi me'aretzecha, which is a ma'ed chutz la'aretz. And so too we find in the Mikdash David and Simenon Heis of Katan Aleph. But now, l'chayr one has to understand, according to the sheet of the Teres Ram and the Mikdash David, who understand that the Rashba's Chiddush of Bikurim as a Chayvas Aguf remains even after the Drosh Asher Tavi Me'aretz Chav Yutei Chutzal Aretz? If so, how are we to understand Pshat in this that the Rashba asks, who needs an Mos Chav Yutei Ad Masakom, typically that according to Meir Yeshkinyin La'akom Be'aretz Yisrael, V'chayr Yeshkinyin La'akom Be'aretz Yisrael, only affects Mitzvahs HaTuyas Ba'aretz. But even after Yeshkinyin La'akom Be'aretz Yisrael, it will not be considered Chutzal Aretz. So to explain Pshat in the Kasha of the Rashba according to this Mahalach of the Achrinim, L'chair one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of the Rashba with a number of Mahalachim. Either one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of the Rashba, that the Rashba understands according to the Shita of Rameir who holds Ishkinyin La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael. Since according to Rameir Ishkinyin La'akum Be'eretz Yisrael, it is considered like Chutz La'aretz, as is Mashma in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Trumas. And for that reason, even though Bikurim is not a regular mitzvah tfuya ba'aretz, but still from the drash of Asher Tavim Me'aretzicha, we are remaid chutzal aretz. And therefore, according to Meir, who holds Ishkinin la'akam be'aretz Yisrael, it is considered like chutzal aretz. That is one mahalach, with which one can explain pshat and the kasha of the Rashba. According to this mahalach of the Achrayinim, another mahalach, as far as which one can explain pshat and the kasha of the Rashba, is by saying that even though Bikurim remains a chayvas hagof, but still from the drash asher tavi me'aretzcha, we learn out that one needs for the chiyah Bikurim Eretz Yisrael and kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the drash asher tavi me'aretzcha is not just a miyot on chutz la'aretz, but rather it is a drash that one needs Eretz Yisrael b'kedushasa. And therefore, just like Yeshkinyin la'akam Eretz Yisrael affects mitzvahs hatuyas ba'aretz, so too Yeshkinyin la'akam Eretz Yisrael will affect Bikurim, since one needs Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. That is the second Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Kasha of the Rashba according to these Achrinim. But now again, one has to understand according to this Mahalach of the Achrinim, how are we to explain and answer all the Rayas that we brought before to prove that Bikurim is a Chayvas Peiris and Bikurim is a Frasha on the other Peiris? So to answer and explain Pshat in the Shita of Tosfos according to this Mahalach we find in the Sefer Nachlas Binyamin. The Binyamin Salbagar explains Pshat in Tosfos with the following Mahalach. He explains that even according to Tosfos there is a Chiyuv B'Guf HaPeiros, but by Bikurim the Chiyuv HaGuf HaPeiros starts with this, that the person has a Chiyuv HaGuf. As he explains, Das Choas Achiyuv Ikari Mi Mitzvahs Hagavru Hu Deram Yalei Lakayim Mitzvahs Havas Bikurim Vechiyuv Hagavru Mitzvahs Higurim Sheyachol Den Chiyuv Beguf HaPeiris Sheyu Tunim Hava V'yeser Dinei Bikurim. And since the Chois Chiyuv HaPeiris comes Mikoyach Mitzvahs Hagavru, for that reason, if not for the Drash HaShadavi Me'artzachai, would have said that the Chiyuv Bikurim is a Chiyuv even B'chutzal La'aretz. But still, since after the Chiyuv Gavra, it is Chala Chiyuv on the Peiris, and his Chiyuv is Goyim Sheyachol Din Chiyuv Beguf HaPeiris, for that reason, we consider Bikurim as Afrasha on the other Peiris. That is the second Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashba. Now again, getting back to the Iker Kasha of Tesis, the Tesis and the Rishenim ask, who needs Asher Tavi Me'aretzcha Mutei Chutz La'aretz? V'chayr Bikurim is a regular mitzvah Tuya Ba'aretz, which is only Noeg Be'aretz Yisrael. We mentioned to Mahalchim the Rishonim as far as how to answer this kasha. The Ritvan, the Teisvash, answer this kasha. This, that our Gemara needs a drash of Asher Tavi Me'aretzcha Mutei Chutz La'aretz, is only according to Rameir, since according to Rameir, Bikurim is a Chayvas HaGuf, and for that reason Rameir is Mechayv L'keach Bikurim and Ashok. The Rashba answers the Kasha by saying that Koyama we consider Bikurim as a Chayvas HaGuf, and for that reason we need a Drash Asher Tavi Me'aretzcha Mutei Chutz La'aretz. In the Rambam, as we mentioned before, the Torah Zoram explains that the Rambam understands that Bikurim is a Chayvas Peiros. And therefore, again, one has to understand what is Pshat in this, that we need a Drash Asher Tavi Me'aretzcha Mutei Chutz La'aretz. So to answer the Kasha of Tosfos and the Rishonim, and to explain Pshat in this, that we need a drash Asher Tavi Me'aretzcha, even if we are to understand that Bikurim is a regular Chayvas Peiros. We find in the Achrinim, for example, by Rabbi Chaim and by Rabbi Aaron in Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron the following Mahalach. In the Mishnah in Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah says as follows, Eser Kedushasein, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol Ha'aretz, Umahi Kedushasa, Shemeviyem Mimena Ha'imer, Vabikurim Ushtei Alechem, Masha'ein Mevi'in Kein Mikol Ha'aretz. In other words, the Mishnah explains that this Eretzal is Mekudash Es Mikol Harotzis. Its Kedusha is this, Shemeviyim Imeno Imer Vabikurim Ushtei Halachem. That is the Gersa of the Rambam and other Rishonim in the Mishnah. In the Goyin on the other end, we find that the Goyin takes out from the Mishnah the word Bikurim. This, that the Goyin takes out Bikurim, is because the Goyin understands this, the one is not maybe Bikurim only from Eretz Yisrael, is because Bikurim is a regular mitzvah Tuya Baretz. And just like Chutzlarts is Truer from Trumas HaMaisres, so too, one does not bring Bikurim from Chutzlarts, one only brings Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. And as far as mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz is concerned, the fact that mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz are only Neg in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, when the Mishnah says, Eser Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael Mekudash Es Mikol HaRotes, the Mishnah does not say that Eretz Yisrael is Mekudash Es Mikol HaRotes from this and mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz are only Neg in Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, the Goyin takes up Bikurim from the Mishnah. This, that the Rambam and other Rishonim are Goyos Bikurim in the Mishnah, is because the Rambam and other Rishonim understand this, that Bikurim only comes from Eretz Yisrael, is not only because Bikurim is a regular mitzvah Tuya Baretz, but rather, by Bikurim there is a special halacha, that he may be in Oisa Elam Eretz Yisrael Sheneskatsha. And for that reason, the Mishnah says, Eser Kedusha Sein Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzes Umai Kedushas Hashem Viyin Imeno Imer VaBikurim Ushtei Alechem. And for that reason, the Biskrov goes on to explain this, that we find in Tosis HaMenachas, that Tosis HaMenachas Nafemhei explains this, that Shtei Alechem Einam Boim Ela Min HaAretz, is because Shtei Alechem are Ikru Bikurim. And just like Bikurim are Einam Boim Ela Min HaAretz, so too Shtei Alechem are only Boim Min HaAretz. If we are to understand this, that Bikurim, Reinam Boim Elam and Aretz, is because Bikurim is a regular mitzvah Tuya Baretz, that is not a reason that Shtei Alechem should be Einam Boim Elam and Aretz. But if we are to say this, that Bikurim is Einam Boim Elam and Aretz, is not only because Bikurim is a mitzvah Tuya Baretz, but rather, there is a new halacha that Bikurim is only Boim Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes. For that reason, Shtei Alechem, which are Ikru Bikurim, have that halacha as well. And Shtei Alechem are also Einam Boim Elam and Aretz. And for that reason, the Mishnah Bikurim says, Umahi Kedushas Hashem V'Yemen O'Imer V'Bikurim U'Shtei Halechem. But now one has to understand, if we are to say that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah Tuya Baretz, what is the nafkamina? As far as this, that we say that by Bikurim there is a new halacha, they may be in Eisa Elam Eretz Yisrael Sheneskatsha. If anyways Bikurim is a mitzvah Tuya Baretz, it is only Noyig Baretz Yisrael. One nafkamina that we find between mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz and Bikurim is this that we find in the Rambam and Perek Beis Mehochas Bikurim Alach Aleph, that the Rambam says, Umeviyin Bikurim Shal Devei Me'arei Sichin Vaigim Yisuriyah Shakayna V'Suriyah Kakayna B'Yushalayim Avo Amein Umayah V'Bavo Afal Bishin Chayavim B'Truma V'Maisos M'Devei Me'meviyin Me'hen Bikurim V'Mehevi Bikurim Mechotzaretz Einam Bikurim. In other words, the Rambam differentiates between bringing Bikurim from Sichin, Oig, and Surya, and bringing Bikurim from Amon, Umayah, V'Bavel. And even though as far as Trumas HaMaisres is concerned, there is a Chi of Trumas HaMaisres, even in Amon, Mayav, and Bavel, but still as far as Bikurim, there is no Chi of Bikurim from Amon, Mayav, and Bavel. So to explain Shad in this, that the Rambam differentiates between Sichin, Oig, and Surya, that there is a Chi of Bikurim, and Amon, Mayav, and Bavel, that there is no Chi of Bikurim, Rabbi Chaim explained based on the following yisoy that we find Nechidushei Rabbeinu Chaim in Perek Aleph Melachos Trumas Halachachav Beis, that there is a fundamental difference between Sichin, Oig, and Surya, and Amon, Mayav, and Bavel. And even though, as far as both places are concerned, there is a Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisres Medrabanan, but this Rabbanon Rabbi Chaim Trumas HaMaisres Me'orei Sichin V'Oig U'Misurya is not the same Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisres as Amon, Mayav, and Bavel. As far as Sichin, Oig, and Surya, the Chi of Trumas HaMaisres is because Medrabanon, they are considered like Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, as far as Amon, Mayav, and Bavel are concerned, even though there is a Chi of Trumas HaMaisres, but even Medrabanon, those places are not considered like Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as far as Bikurim is concerned, that there is a special halacha based on the Drash Vasher Tavi Me'aretz Zichol Muti Chutz Loretz, which teaches us that besides for the regular halacha of mitzvahs HaTuyas Baretz, which are only Noig Baretz Yisrael, but there is a special halacha of Asher Tavi Me'aretz Zichol to teach us For that reason, as far as Amain, Mayav, and Babel, which are not considered like Eretzal, even Medrabbanan, there is no Chiyah Bikurim. That is how Reb Chaim explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam and Hochas Bikurim. That is one nafkamina between these two halachas. But again, one has to understand, even though we find a nafkamina, but that nafkamina is only a nafkamina Medrabbanan. Still, what is Pshat in this that when he's a drasha and a teir of Asher Tavi me'aretzicham yutei chutz la'aretz? If anyways Bikurim are anayig b'chutz la'aretz, based on this, that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah to Yibaretz. In Rabaran, in Mishnah's Rabaran, we find that Rabaran explains that there is another nafkamina minatira between the halacha of mitzvah to Yibaretz and the halacha of Asher Tavi me'aretzichal miyutei chutz la'aretz. As far as mitzvah to Yibaretz, we find that any mokim that a melech he saw as kovish midas based in Hagodol is niskadish and is nischayiv in mitzvah to Yibaretz. Which, as we find in the Sifri learns out the Chiyuv. From this, that the Pasuk says, Kol Mokom Asher Tidrich. And for that reason, Abaron goes on to explain this, that the Mishnah in Kehillim does not mention that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Niskadish as far as Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, since as far as Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, it is possible to have Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, B'chol Mokom Ba'ilam Sheikh B'Shu Yisrael. Any place which qualities are a kovish will be nischayiv in mitzvah satuyas baretz. And for that reason, the Mishnah cannot say that Eretzal is mekudashes as far as mitzvah satuyas baretz. But that is only as far as mitzvah satuyas baretz are concerned, as far as we quorum that there is a special halacha, that one needs asher tavi me'artzecha, even mekoymes and melech Eretzal is kovish midas based in Hagadol will not be nischayiv in bikurim. That is nafkamina min ha'Torah between these two halachas. So again, we mentioned three mahachim as far as how to answer Tesis and the Rishenim's Kasha. As far as this, when it's a pasuk, Rasha Tavi Me'aretz Chamite Chutz La'aretz, if anyways, Bikurim is a regular mitzvah to Yibaretz. The first two mahachim is based on this, so one can say that Bikurim is not a regular mitzvah to Yibaretz. Since Bikurim is a Chavas Hagof, either, as Ritvon Tesis Rasha explained Vishites or Meir, whereas Tesis explains Aliba de Koy Alma. Now, according to Tesis, who understands that will koyama one needs a drash of Asher Tavi me'artzecha mutei chutz la'aretz. Since according to everyone, Bikurim is a chavas agov, we find the tremendous machlekes achreinim. If this, that Tesis explains that Bikurim is a chavas agov, remains even after the drash of Asher Tavi me'artzecha mutei chutz la'aretz. Reb Aaron understands that after the drasha, now Bikurim is a regular chavas peres, and now Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tuya ba'aretz. On the other hand, the Teres Ramim and Mikdash David understand that even after the drasha, Bikurim remains a chavas hagof. Reb Chaim, and similarly we find in Rabaran and Mishnah's Rabaran explain, that even if we are to say that Bikurim is a regular mitzvah to Yibaretz, but still one needs another drasha, Asher Tavi Me'aretz Echat Yimachadish, that Bikurim is dependent upon Eretz Yisrael. And as he mentioned, there are two nafkaminas, one nafkamina Matera, another nafkamina Medrabanan. The nafkamina Matera is as Rabaran explains. As far as Mekemes and Melech Yisrael is Kevesh Midas based in Hagadol, that as far as Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, such places will be Nischayiv in Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, but still, one will not be able to bring Bikurim from such places. In other Nafkaminas, as Reb Chaim explains, as far as Mekemes Hasmuchim, for example, Amein, Moyev, and Bavel, which are Nischayiv B'Trumas U'Maises Medrabanon, but such places, even Medrabanon, are not considered like Eretz Yisrael. For that reason, the Rambam explains, one does not bring Bikurim from such places. Even though as far as Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz are concerned, Rabbanu were Mechayiv Mekoymes HaSmuchim Aretz Yisrael, but still as far as Bikurim, based on the Drash Vashar Tavi Me'artzecha, one cannot possibly bring Bikurim from a place which is not considered like Eretz Yisrael. Now let's go on to the next sugya. As he mentioned before, Agmar brings down the following sheet of Rabbanan and Rameir as far as Bikurim is concerned. The Rabbanan say, "Akeinish neilanis b'seich shal chaveiroi meivi ve'inei kairi." And Rameir says, "Even if one is kainei on echad b'seich shal chaveiroi, he is meivi ve'inei kairi." Rabbi explains this according to Rabbanan, "Akeinish neilanis meivi ve'inei kairi," and this according to Rameir, "Akeinei on echad is meivi ve'inei kairi," is because Rabbanan and Rameir are sfukei mesafke lehu. Rabbanan have a suffix, as far as Shnei Ilonis are concerned, if we say Konakarka or not, and for that reason Allah is maybe mi suffix ve'inei kairi, and Rameir is misupik by Yon Echad if one is Konakarka or not, and for that reason Allah is maybe mi suffix ve'inei kairi. In the Akronim, for example, in the Chem Neshleiman or Achaim Simon Aleph, in the Nachas Yeshua Simon Vav and Simon Chav Beis, in the Merivina, at the end of Hilchas Dayanim and other Akronim, we find the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this one is maybe Misafik. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains that even though both the Meir and Rabbanon have a Safik, but still, as far as Mominus is concerned, we say Loi Kona Karka. Since Yad HaMoicher Al HaYoyna, the Misfeik HaMafkinan Minei, and since Misfeik HaMafkinan Minei, we should consider as if it is his Momen Mitam Vadei, as we find in the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Vav Mabeis, that as Feikos Nechnasim Udir Le'Saser, and even though there is a Safik, but still we say that the Momen was Hochra, and once the Momen was Hochra, Midin HaMitzi Mechaveri Alvaraya, for that reason, any sveikers, which are tilada from the Safik Mammon, are also Hochra. And for that reason, Achrenim say, that if someone will have a Safik Mammon, which midin ha-meitzei mechaveri ovaraya, he is allowed to keep the Mammon, if he will go and be mekadesh and isha with that Mammon, the isha will be mekudesh es mitam vaday, and so too one will be able to be yate the mitzvah of Esrig, and other mitzvahs which need lachem, with mammon that belongs to misafek midin ha-meitzei mechaveri ovaraya, since midin ha-meitzei mechaveri ovaraya is considered his mammon mitam vaday, as one sees in the Gemara Bava Metzia, and therefore what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara, that halach is mevi misafek. So before we mention some of the mahalchim that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to answer this kasha, I'd like to mention the shita of the Ramban before in Daf Chof Vav and Mabeis, that the Ramban understands that the chiyav hava in our sugi is only a chiyav meidir abanon. Now everyone has to understand pshat in the Ramban. Why is the chiyav only a chiyav meidir abanon? So to explain pshat in the Ramban, everyone can say, they said the Ramban understands that the chiyav hava in our sugi is only a chiyav meidir abanon, is because since Me'ikar Adin, in Hochas Mammon, the karka belongs to the Meicher, for that reason in Atira, there is no chiyav on the Lakeach to even be Mevi. This that the Lakeach is Mevi is only Midrabanon. That is the Chira Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban. This that the Ramban explains, that the chiyav Hava is only chiyav Midrabanon, so to the Chira one sees in the Rashbam and our Sugya. The Rashbam explains this, our Gemara asks, V'lecha Shedomu Abikurim Nino, V'kama Ayel Chuan Lazara. The Rashbam explains in the Inami that even though the Isser Chuan Bazar is only Midrabanon, and the Isser Midrabanon is because Dome Ika de Chazio Adinaig Ben Menichuan Kedinon, Vesavar Kachim Hain, Hoyo Vaisino Bazar, Vaasi was Ozui Bekachim, but still our Gemara asks that because of the Isser Drabanon, Vekama Ayo Chuan or Azar, he should not be Mevi. The Rishainim ask on the Rashbam, the Chiyav Hava is a Chiyav Menatera, and one is Mechuyav Menatera to bring Bikurim Misafik. And therefore, how can the Isser Chuan Bazar Medrabanon be a reason that one should not be Mekayim is Chiyav Menatera to bring Bikurim Misafik? So, Chere, to answer and explain Pshat in the Sheet of Rashbam, one can say that the Rashbam understands that the Chiyav Hava in our Sugi is only a Chiyav Medrabanon. And for that reason, our Gemara asks, Valeicha Shadomu La Bikurim Ninva Kamayel Chun La Zara. And because of the Isser Chuan Lazara Midrabanon, one should not be Mevi Misafik, since again the Chiyav Hava is only a Chiyav Midrabanon. And so too is the Mashmos of the Rashbam Adira Maschol Man Yoevle, that the Rashbam says, Veinuanu La Seis Takana Ligzor Salavim. In other words, the Chiyav Hava is a Takana, and the Chiyav Hava is only a Chiyav Midrabanon. This that the Rashbam understands that the Chiyav Hava is only Midrabanon, V'chaya is based on this that we mentioned before, that Minatera there is no Chiyav Hava, since Minatera there is no Safek as far as the Mammon is concerned. And for that reason, the Chiyav Hava is only a new Chiyav Midrabanon. Another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashbam, who understand that the Chiyav Hava is only a Chiyav Midrabanon, is by saying that since the entire Chiyav is only a Chiyav Misafek, for that reason the entire Chiyav is only Midrabanon. And even if we are to say, Sveika Dereiso Chomer Minatera, or as the Chavistas explains Nerudea Simon Kofiod, that even according to the Rambam we hold Sveika Dereiso Kuo Minatera, but still by a Safik Mitzvah Sasei, even according to the Rambam we will say, Safik Dereiso Chomer Minatera, and there is a Chiyav to Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei Misafik, but that is only as the Primogodim explains in Simon Kof Tzadidalitz of Katan Gimel. If after he will be Mekayim the mitzvah, he will have a Vaday Kiyam mitzvah. But even if after the Kiyam HaMitzvah, the safek will remain a safek. We will not say safek deraiso chomer minatayah. And for that reason, the Pimagadim goes on to say that if someone did not take a ruav till the time of Bein Hashmashes, and now in Bein Hashmashes he has a safek, if he has a chiyu mitzvah, you will not say safek deraiso chomra. Since even if he will take a ruav Bein Hashmashes, he will not necessarily have a chiyu mitzvah, and therefore so too in our sugya. Since even after bringing Bikurim he will not have a Vadei Kiyum Mitzvah, we will not say Safek Dereiso Chomer Menatera. And for that reason, the entire Chiyuv is only a Chiyuv Medrabanan. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in the Ramban and the Rashbam. But as we mentioned, the other Rishonim argue, and the other Rishonim understand that the Chiyuv Hava is a Chiyuv Menatera. As we find in the Rishonim in Chuan and Daf Kof Lamed Amud Beis. Again, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that there is a chiyuv menatera misafik to bring bikurim. Once we decided the mamon, v'chayra all sveikas, which are dependent upon the safik and mamon, should be decided based on this, that we are machriya the mamon. So to answer this kash, I'd like to mention some of the mahalchim that we find in the achrinim. The first mahalch that we find is by saying that even though by regular safik mamon, if we will say amritzi mechaveri ol varaya, once we will say Amritzi Mechaveri Ol Varaya, there is no Safek that remains. And if someone will go Mi Mekadesh in Yisho Atam Momen, the Yisho will be Mekudesh Es Mitam Vadai. But that is only if the Safek was Hochra Midin Amritzi Mechaveri Ol Varaya. And one has someone who is Tafos in the Momen, and therefore we will say Amritzi Mechaveri Ol Varaya. But in our Sugya, as far as Karka is concerned, there is no one who is Tafos in the Karka. Even if the Baal Karka is in the Karka, but the person who bought the Ilonis also has a tfisa in the karka. Awatzad, that someone who is konish ne Ilonis is kona karka. By buying the two Ilonis, he himself has a tfisa in the karka. And therefore, there is no one who is muchzik in the karka. The only reason why the meicher gets to keep the karka is only because he is the marikama. But the fact that he is the marikama, and therefore he gets to keep the karka, is not enough for us to say that there is no longer any safek, but rather the safek remains a safek, and for that reason the halacha in our sugya is this, that we say mevi ve'enei karei, and he is mevi misafek, since the safek and mammon remains. That is how the Chemda Shoima answers the kasha and explains pshat in this, one is mevi misafek. But in Reb Kiveger and Chuvas Madura Tinyona Simenon Hey, one clearly sees that Reb Kiveger understands that even as far as something that one owns Midin Marikama, and even if one has a Safek Mamen, that the Psak as far as a Safek Mamen is based on Marikama, but still the Marikama owns that Mamen Mitam Vadai. As Reb Kiveger goes on to say, that if we have a Safek Mamen, and we have a Safek who is the Baal Karka, Kivan Shenifsak, Shemi Safek, Havish Marikama, the person who is considered the Bailam as far as Kiddushin is the Marikama. As we find the Chazanish Nebuchadnezzar Simon Amates, Sivkot and Gimel asks from our Sugya, according to Bikivagar, how are we to understand this by Konish Neilonis that Loch is Mevi? Vachira, as far as the Psak, who owns the Karka, we Paskin, who owns the Marikama, Midin Marikama. And therefore the Marikama owns the Karka Mitan Vadai. And for that reason, the Loch should be Enei Mevi. So to answer the Chazon Ish's kasha on Reb Kiveger, and to answer the Chinim's kasha on this that we find in our Gemara, the one is mevi misafek, we find that the Nachas Yeshua explains that the safek in our Gemara is not a safek in Metzius, but rather the safek in our Gemara is a sveika dedina. And by a sveika dedina, even after this that we are oikim the moment becheskes marikama, or even after this that we say hamitzi mechaveri ov haraya, but still the safek remains a safek, we cannot be machriya mitam vadei a sveika dedina. There is another tzad, and the other tzad remains even after hamitzi mechaveri ov haraya, and even after the psak of marikama. And since our gemara is a sveika dedina, for that reason the halach is mevi misafek. But this that the Achrinim explain, that our Gemara is a Sveika Dedina, is a tremendous Machlekes Achrinim. As we mentioned before, the Nachlas Yeshua, and so to the Chemda Shema, and the Hamer Wa'ilam understand that our Gemara is a Sveika Dedina. On the other hand, the Meir Simcha, in Hochas Maiser, Perak Beis, Halacha Beis, and so to we find that the Stipler explains, B'shitas HaMishnah Malach and Perak Zayin Mehochas Chiros. The Meir Simcha understands that the Safek of our Gemara is not a Sveika Dedina, but rather the Safek of our Gemara is a Safek of Mitzias. This Safek in our Gemara is a Safek about the Das HaMeicher, What did the meicher mean to include in the mechira? And therefore the safek is not a safek of dina, but rather the safek is a safek in metzias. This machlokes, if the safek of our gemara is a safek in metzias, or the safek of our gemara is a safek of dina, is a chayr dependent upon this that we mentioned in the beginning of our shiur. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains, this that a kona shoy shayilonis daloches kona karka, is because by shoy shayilonis that we consider the karka as a steyilon. And this according to a mayor, by kona shnei ilonis daloches kona karka, is because according to a mayor, even by shnei ilonis, the karka is considered a steyilon. And the suffix, both according to Rabbanan and according to a mayor, is if we consider the karka as steyilon by two ilonis, according to the Shita Rabbanon, or if we consider the karka as the ilon by one ilon, according to the Shita Vermeer. According to this Mahalach, since a suffix is a suffix as far as how we consider the karka, if the karka is considered as the ilon or not, then we'll clear the suffix will be a sveika de dina, not a suffix in Metzias. The suffix is not a suffix about the Da'as HaMoicher, but rather the suffix is a suffix about the status of the karka if we consider the karka as the ilon or not. On the other hand, Bishitas HaRambam, that is, we explain the Rambam paskins kana karka based on this, that we say Meicher Bain Yofa Meicher, then Uchir, the Safik of Rabbonon and the Safik of Rameir is a Safik about the Da'as HaMeicher. Therefore, the Safik should be considered a Safik in Metzias and not a Sveik of Dina. And therefore, again, Bishitas HaRambam, one can ask, what is Pshat in this that the Rambam says, that by Konosh Ne'ilonis Da'loch is Mevi Misafik, Uchir, by a suffix by Metzias, we should say, Hamaiti mechavere ovaraya. And so too, we should say, Uki mamayne vecheskes morikame mitam vadei. And therefore, one should not be mevi mi suffix. Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim and Baba Basra, Ois Tzadi Zion answers the Kasha that Achreinim with the following Mahalach. Rabbi Chanan proves from Rashi and Gittin and Afim Zion of a base. That as far as Bikurim is concerned, the Dimbailas al Karka that one needs as far as the Chia Bikurim is not a dimbailas on the moment of the karka, but rather it is dependent upon the dimbailas as far as kedushas hakarka is concerned. As Abba Chanan proves from Rashi and Gittin da from Zayin, the Rashi explains that if a goy bought karka from Yisrael, since in Kenyan la'akum beret Yisrael afkia midei trumas umaisris, for that reason the Yisrael is still considered the baal hakarka as far as the kedushas hakarka is concerned, and even though as far as the moment shal hakarka, the goy is the baal hamamed, and for that reason the goy is allowed to be chayfer in the karka b'yirei sich in amores. But still, as far as kedushas karka, we still see the karka b'rishos Yisrael, and for that reason the Yisrael is chayv to bring bikurim from that karka. And for that reason, Bochanan goes on to say that if one has a suffix, even though as far as hochas mamed, the suffix was hochra, and we will say amaiti mechaveri overayir ukim amayne v'cheskas marikama. But still, that only affects the moment shal karka, and therefore bikurim, which is not dependent upon the moment shal karka, we will say that the safek remains a safek, and for that reason, the halach is mevi mi safek ve'enei koyrei. That is how Rabbi Chanan answers the Achrinim's kasha and explains the pshat, and this Dar Gemara says one is mevi mi safek ve'enei koyrei. So again, as we mentioned, there are a number of mahalchim as far as how to answer the Achrinim's kasha. Either one can say that the entire chiyuv is only a chiyuv midrabanan, and min ha'Torah there is no chiyuv bikurim, and this min ha'Torah there is no chiyuv bikurim can be explained by saying that min ha'Torah the safek in moment was hochra, and for that reason min ha'Torah the halach is einei mevi misafek. Or one can say that even if we are to say that the chiyuv hava is a chiyuv min ha'Torah, this that there is a chiyuv min ha'Torah is either because, as the Chen Neshlema explains, that in our sugya there is no psak of amitzi mechaveri ovaraya, but rather all one has is a psak of ukim amayne v'cheskes marikama. And by ukim amayne v'cheskes marikama, the suffix remains a suffix. That is one mahalach. Or one can say that since the suffix in our Gemara is a sveika d'dina, for that reason by sveika d'dina, the suffix remains a suffix, even after the psak of amaytzi mechaveri olvaraya, and after the psak of ukim amayne v'cheskes marikama. We cannot be machriya the sveika d'dina mitam v'adei, since the other tzad remains a tzad. The third mahalach that we mentioned b'shem Rabbi Chanan is this, that even though as far as moment there was achra, but still, bikurim is not dependent upon the baal hamamen, and for that reason, the halach is mevi misafik ve'enei kirei. Those are some of the mahalachim that we find in the achrenim as far as how to answer this kash and explain pshat in our Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.